ordered, new glass, all new glasses being cut. All six of the crankout windows have gone to an Ace Hardware, and they're having new laminated glass installed in them, because all the film between the two layers of glass, the seal had broken, and everything was all foggy. One of the pictures there on the blog actually shows all the things stacked up on my tailgate, and the optical clarity of the glass was just really diminished. So all of that's being replaced with brand new glass, and by the next time we talk, I'll probably have all those windows rebuilt and sealed and all working exactly the way they're supposed to.
Good.
Yep.
Very
yep.
Nice.
Looks great.
Cool. Well, I look forward to another update next time. What do you expect to have besides the glass in the next couple of weeks?
I'm really hoping to have kind of a buttoned up weather tight shell. That's the direction I'm heading towards. I've also got a big move coming up. Frank's Trailer Works is moving into its official workspace December 1st, which is very exciting for me. Going to have quite a big space to work in, both indoors and outdoors. And so that takes place probably just after. I don't know when the next taping will be, just before the end of the month or just at the beginning of the month.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you want to hang out while we go through some questions?
Sure, I'd love to.
All right, let's listen to this voicemail we got, I believe, from Todd. And I believe it's a two-parter because he got hung up on, but let's see how it goes.
Todd from Silicon Valley?
Yeah, he's you might want to take some notes. He's got several questions here.
No,
you're
just going to have to replay them.
Okay, here we go.
Hey there, Tim and Colin. It's Todd from Silicon Valley calling with some electrical questions for you. So I've got a 67 Globetrotter that I'm thinking it's about time to replace my Univolt, because it already cooked one set of batteries, and I just replaced the batteries, and so I now need to get some kind of a new charge controller. And I was thinking about, I know Vintage Trailer Supply carries the Progressive Dynamics converter, I guess. And I was looking at getting the 45 amp, because I didn't think I needed the 60 amp, but I just wanted to ping you guys and see what your thoughts were on that. And then the next question.
We might need to take these one at a time. I'll just pause it. So he wants to get a new converter. And he's looking at amperage. How do you decide what amperage?
I just put 60s in.
Just put 60s.
Yeah, I'm. That's sort of a seat of the pants thing, I guess, for me. But it's not. It's really not a whole lot more money. I just figured it was going to charge faster if I've got assorted batteries, which I do, and. I like the capability of cutting down time frames. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I've always gone with the 45 personally. I just didn't see the need for that much more. They have much bigger ones too.
Yeah.
No, well, there you go, Todd. Split
really
decision.
Like, I personally really like the IntelliPower system. I have that in my trailer, along with a trimetric charge wizard, and I can tell, exactly what my percentages are, how fast my battery's charging, how fast it's discharging, how long I have. Great system. Excellent system.
I don't have any of that, but I know my trailer goes more than a week at leaving lights on all night, every night. Without burning out, so.
Yeah, I hate to recommend. I'm not going to recommend against Vintage Trailer Supply, but BestConverters.com have a lot of good products on that, and they're very, very knowledgeable. And you could actually get a hold of them, and they'll help talk you through.
Ask Randy.
Yeah, if you really want to dial down the exact one you need, he'll ask you how many different devices you have, how many different batteries, how many batteries you have, and he can calculate and recommend from there.
Yeah, I know people.